You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Murray Callaway County Parks Superintendent Tab Brockman.
Welcome back, Tab.
Thank you very much, Kate. Good to be here.
Last time we spoke, we're recalling, was before the petition had been completed that put a question on the referendum for November 4th.
And now some time ago. Yeah. We had to get a little over 3,000 signatures for that and easily eclipsed that. And it was obvious that this is an important issue for the voters to be able to cast their opinion about.
So we're seeing green Save Our Park signs popping up all over the county. And let's open by just saying what the question is. I think this is the wording. Is this the correct wording? If you wouldn't mind just reading that.
Sure. Voters will get a chance to decide on at the polls. It says, are you in favor of the proposal entitled City County Parks Referendum, authorizing a tax on all property of 5 cents on each $100 worth of property assessed for local taxation in the district? Funds are for improving, maintaining, and purchasing public park property in accordance with KRS 97.590.
So that's the question. And the issues that have been starting to hit
percolate
the public discussion, yeah, are about, is that too much money? Who's going to manage that money? Where's it going to go? When's it going to stop? All of those things are swirling, and let's start with what exactly is going to be taxed.
Everything that you get a tax bill on is subject to that tax. So it's a nickel, same as you see on your car. When you have a car bill, you'd have that. When you have a truck bill, when you have your real estate property. So everything that you basically get a tax bill on would have a nickel on the hundred, which translates, to do the math out for you, $50 on $100,000 worth of value.
So it also affects commercial people.
Yes, of course, businesses too.
So that would be a tax on business inventory on their tangible property tax return.
Yes.
Yeah, based on that.
Now, in my conversations to the we'll get ahead of that. We'll come back to that. I was going to say, in my conversations with the local government office in Frankfort, this can be it will be established by the park board, not by anyone else. And so that rate can be lessened down the road.
There you go. So the question of, well, what happens when all of the renovations and repairs and fixes are in? Why does the park board need a continuing tax bringing in however much money it brings in a year?
Sure. And there's really two pieces to that. First of all, we've got a lot of things that need attention. And deferred maintenance has been ongoing for a long time, and we have a lot of things that are suffering because of it. And we can get into that list as we continue our conversation. But the other piece to that is the general operating budget of the park is woefully underfunded by statewide standards. We had replies from 24 park districts throughout the state of Kentucky, and our scores did not fare very well. As a matter of fact, we asked for really three metrics, and two that are really important and pertinent to listeners and to the voters, of course. We asked, how much government funding does your local government provide for your park system? What is your population? How many acres is each park system responsible for? And out of the 24 park systems that responded, Murray Callaway County Parks ranked 22nd. Our local government support is $1,768 an acre based on our 164 acres of parks. We received $290,000 of governmental backing between the city and the county. We're very appreciative of that. However, when you put that into perspective with the statewide funding for our park systems, it doesn't fare very well. $4,800 per acre is the statewide average. And the reason we looked into that is because we had compared Murray Callaway County Parks to Marshall County Parks, to our neighboring Marshall County Parks, and that's kind of the litmus test and really the standard for a really nice park. And we had a lot of folks say, why can't we be like Marshall County Parks? Well, the real reason there is that Marshall County Parks has a significantly higher investment per acre than we do. And I'm looking on my chart here, but we knew that to start with. Marshall County Parks invest almost $7,700 an acre. So that's why their lovely 90-acre park looks so good. But we don't, our number pales in comparison statewide, not just to nearby Marshall County. So that's one of the things we gleaned out of that. The other thing that we gleaned out of it was a per capita funding for park systems. And the Murray per capita is $7.70 a resident, and the statewide average is $47.43.
Huge gap there.
Yeah, so we're operating at about 1/6 of the statewide average in that regard. So really, at the end of the day, like taxes, don't like taxes, what this comes down to is how important do you think the parks are to your community?
That being said, let's clarify who uses the parks most, because we've had a question about assuming that city kids use the parks way more than county kids.
And I would tell you that's simply not true. And there's so much more that happens besides just youth sports. But if you take a look at our youth sports registrations between baseball, soccer, softball, it's about a 60-40 split, with the county number being larger. But that makes sense because that's our population breakdown. So no surprise there, really, but a common misnomer is, well, only folks in the city use it because it's located in the city. Well, that happens to be the middle of our community. Murray sits kind of in the middle of Callaway County. We'd love to have more county parks. Absolutely love to. As a matter of fact, 10 years ago, there was a study done for the parks, a long-range plan, and one of the things that the community said is we'd like to have some parks out in the county. I think that is outstanding, and I'd be all for it, and I believe our park board would, but honestly, at this point in time, that's not the driving force for this park referendum. It's let's fix what we've got, let's get our operating budget where it needs to be so that we can take care of what we've got, and then let's look at other things, including the possibility for adding more property. But that's really not even on the radar screen right now in terms of things that we think need to be addressed.
Talk about deferred maintenance, the price tag.
Well, what the interesting thing is, when you talk about folks call the city park Chestnut Park, and they call Central Park, which came to us in 1974-75, that's the new park. And the new park is 40 years old. And that's the one thing that when you share that with folks, they go, how come? And you say, well, the new park's 40 years old. They kind of look at you like the calf at the new gate, and then they go, I guess it is. And there's a lot of things that haven't been taken care of over the course of time in both the new park and the old park, because you look at the numbers and the funding, very difficult to make that happen. We've done a great job with the resources. I stand proud about what we've done and been able to do and keep going with the resources we have. You look at a pool that we have used, a number that we really assessed in 2010, before I was here. Mike Sykes, our aquatics director, calculated that we were losing 3,000 gallons of water a day from our pool in 2010. Well, unfortunately, someone chose to question our figures publicly, and me personally, so I said, okay, we'll take a look, and we're going to reveal some new numbers based on Murray Municipal Utility figures, actual figures on water use from our pool. We're going to share those next week. And folks will see that the water loss at the pool is significantly higher. I mean significantly higher than 3,000 gallons of water a day. But that's just one of the issues. Of course, that becomes a safety issue, because when you have water in that amount leaving from the pool, where does it go? And that's a great question. Water will find its own path, but it makes me very nervous about what's happening underneath the pool in terms of solid ground to hold the pool up. And you have a 40-year-old piece of concrete in the ground. Don't want to be Henny Penny, but we saw Corvettes fall into the ground in Bowling Green. So, I mean, you know, what could happen?
Yeah.
We all said that nothing's going to happen to our buildings downtown, even though they're old. We saw what happened. I don't want that to be the case again for our swimming pool. And in our pool audit, annual pool audit, over 17,000 visits to our pool this year, so it's heavily used. It is a great place where thousands of folks have learned how to swim. But that's just one of the components. You take a look at the pool. We did an audit on our ball field lighting, 40 years old again. We had representatives of lighting companies come out with their light meters, and when they measured it, we are operating at 38% of the national safety standard for Little League, for Kentucky High School, for National Parks and Rec. Our fields are not lit to the proper safety standards. Now, and I didn't mention numbers on the pool because they're all over the place, whether you want to fix the pool or whether you want to replace the pool. But we know what the replacement numbers are on the lights for baseball, just for the fourplex, for the four fields in the new park, Central Park, $450,000. if we want to add soccer lights, which they've been asking for those for 20 years, add another $750,000. So well over $1 million just for sports field lighting. Anywhere from $500,000 to fix the pool up to as much as $3 million to replace and put a new modern-day pool in there. The numbers are big.
They sure are. My eyebrows are going up, you know.
Yes.
And I want to be sure that we mention that there is a public forum coming up next week. Do you want to say when that
is? Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 at Rather Hall, and we appreciate Town & Gown for putting that together for us. Great time to ask questions. We don't intend on either side to have it turn into a name-calling. If you have questions to ask instead of accusations, that's a great time to do it. And we would invite the campus to come out because I think the campus has been a little bit insulated from this whole discussion, and it's important to our university. We have, of course, a huge employer the university is, but also the students use our parks tremendously along the line as well.
The other question that I'd like to roll by you is there is discussion in the community among chambers of commerce and some of the municipalities in Western Kentucky about this local option sales tax idea that's coming out of Louisville. The problem being with that is that it does require going through the General Assembly and then going through the community itself for this tax. What do you think about the possibilities there?
We really haven't given much consideration to it because, frankly, it very well may not get out of Frankfort. It seems to be an issue that was driven initially by Louisville and Lexington, and we all know how that works. When Louisville and Lexington want something, the rest of the state tends to not want something. And as you know, it was originally driven by interest for bridge funding up there, which is still there. And so the question of whether it will ever even come to fruition is very much in doubt, so we can't hang our hat on that. And if the park referendum were to pass, we would not even realize funds from that until 2016. So we still have a whole nother year to go through. So we're exploring the options that we have available to us now.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we repeat about the public hearing and where it is?
You know, at the end of the day, I don't think this is really an issue about anything more than how important are your parks to your community. And we've got a broad spectrum of folks who are very much in favor of this. And I know there are folks that are against it, too. And I respect that. As I've said many, many times before, if there was another way to get this done besides imposing a tax, I would be all for it. Our park board would be all for it. However, no one's really been able to give us a viable option to attack the many, many needs. And we're talking about millions of dollars of needs here, not hundreds of thousands, as we've just touched on part of the things. But if there was another way to get it done, we would be happy to advance it. But at this juncture, we don't see another way. So if your parks are important to you, if you think they upgrade the quality of life, if you think they bring business and industry to town, then this is a very important time. I think it's a watershed moment for our community in terms of what's going to happen with our parks.
So next Tuesday, 4:30.
Rather,
which is between 16th and 15th Streets on University Drive on campus. Be there and ask Tab Brockman more questions.
There you go.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, as always.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.